The homeless man wheezed as he scrounged through the trash can. His asthma always played up this time of year, something about the change in seasons. It wasn't bad enough to worry about, and nothing a bottle of cheap bourbon wouldn't fix, or at least take his mind off. Same thing, really. He found a half-eaten sandwich and squinted at the sell-by date. Tomorrow. Sweet. Stuffing it into his pocket, he did another deep dive and came up with a lipstick-marred cigarette, practically untouched. The wife having a last desperate puff before going inside to cook dinner for her family. Lawyer, power dresser, probably kicked ass in the courtroom, then came home to be knocked around by her coke-snorting banker husband. You never knew what went on behind closed doors. But he did. He knew a lot about this neighborhood, more than he should. Because he was a watcher. To survive on the streets, he had learned to keep his eyes and ears open, living in the shadows just like in his military days, except without the guns, grenades, and anti-tank missiles. Still, a backfiring car or the rumble of a truck could catapult him back there. In his head, he'd never really left. If you were going to be a bum, this was the best area. Wealthy, middle-class, educated folk. Even the kids addressed him with a degree of respect when they addressed him at all, which wasn't often. Mostly, they just walked around him and went on their way, eyes glued to their phones, Instagram, TikTok, double-tapping their lives away. To him, a double-tap had a different meaning. Neither meaning was good. He wasn't ignorant. He knew what was going on in the world, even if he opted not to be in it. He read the news, usually a day late, but often the newspapers were the only thing keeping him company through the night. That, and the watching. The lady with the new fake tits was having an affair with the landscaper. Every Tuesday morning, they were at it like rabbits while her husband was at work. Never bothered to draw the living room curtains, never made it up to the bedroom. He wasn't complaining. The high school kid in the big house around the corner climbed out of her bedroom window and down the trellis at least 3 times a week. She caught the number 11 bus downtown. He didn't know where she went, but she got back around 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes a little drunk, sometimes stoned. He couldn't always tell which. Elderly Mrs. Caraway in 375 made him coffee in the morning. Sometimes they chatted about the weather. Her rheumatism played up worse than his asthma. He liked Mrs. Caraway. She was a kind soul, still believed in the good in people. He snorted. She hadn't seen the blood-strewn terrain of a battlefield. Landmines exploding all around, nowhere to turn. The chaos, the destruction. Soldiers turned into animals, intent on killing each other. For what? He cleared his throat and spat in the gutter before shuffling onwards toward the end of the road. It was a dark night, no moon. Only the street lamps and a glittering parade of shops beyond the intersection illuminated the path. That's where he'd bed down for the night. An undercover delivery entrance around the back of the grocery store offered shelter in case it rained. They kicked him out in the morning when the first trucks rolled in, but they didn't seem to mind too much. He hadn't been warned off yet. It was a block before the intersection when he saw the boy. No, not boy. Teenager. Kid must be about 18, 19. He was slim and kind of geeky looking with glasses and a collared shirt, but he walked with a jaunty stride, hands thrust in his pockets, head up and shoulders back, like he was happy about something. The homeless man flattened himself against a dark hedge, old habits. Thankfully, he was too far away to be seen and had the added bonus of being sandwiched between the two properties. The street was deserted, everyone safely tucked away in their Benjamin Moore living rooms. Cars were parked in carports and driveways, the engines cold. Only a gray tabby idled across the road, its luminous eyes probing the boy. "Where you going, kid?" the homeless man muttered as he watched the teenager stroll down the street as if he didn't have a care in the world.